What a delight to talk with Amy Ray.
It's nice to talk to you. I'm so used to listening to you. It's almost intimidating.
Oh my goodness, Amy, think about what you're saying. But thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you. The whole country style just fits. It fits your voice and timbre especially. Did writing a country album feel inevitable to you?
It did at some point. I think there was a point, this record has been out for a few years and I'm already working on another one. And I think there was a point when I was making punk and rock records where I started writing songs that were kind of mountain music, kind of gospel, that were really fast and sort of punkabilly in a way. And I was like, you know, if I could get my guts up to do this, I would love to do a traditional country record because I have so much respect. So it felt inevitable that I would be writing that way, but it didn't feel inevitable that I would actually have enough songs. And so I think it really took me quite a long time to get up to speed. But once I had it and I had the players that I love to collaborate with, now it comes more quickly, and I love it so much and I love my band so much that I have this collaboration and inspiration all the time with these guys that I play with. So, but you know, I moved up to North Georgia about 23 years ago, now 25 years ago. And it really changed me I always was kind of a country girl, but to be in the midst of that all the time and to be in the woods and to be around bluegrass and the players that just play out on the square in Dahlonega, you know, on the weekends, it leaked in and it reminded me of the things I was listening to as I was growing up. And as a songwriter, I just had this massive respect for, you know, Hank Williams and Dolly Parton and people that can just turn a phrase. And country writing is really, it's really hard, you know, it's an art, and I don't have it yet, but I aspire to. Those are rare. There's a lot of great songwriters in Nashville right now coming up with some amazing tunes. So
is it the storytelling that appeals to you about country? What exactly was your attraction?
It's the populism of it and the storytelling. And I think, populism in the best sense of the word.
Yeah, when did that become pejorative?
I don't know.
I don't like that either. Think about Hubert Humphrey and this great democratic tradition, but you mean it in the
I mean
pure
it like
sense.
The Waltons, you know, and hard work and loving your neighbor and having a community. And I mean it in the spirit of punk rock, too. It's like, and the idea that you have a simple song, everybody can pick up a guitar and play, and it's music is for the people. Oh. That's how I mean it.
Okay, that does not seem as obvious to some folks. How would you describe the relationship between punk and country?
I'd probably look at the lyrics, you know, and punk was of a community and it was about the common person, the common human and hard work and, you know, questioning authority. And in the sense of like Johnny Cash was the same thing as The Clash. You know, I always think of like Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, and I think of The Clash, and I think of Loretta Lynn. You know, people that were going against the grain and talking about how important simplicity was and the working person and, you know, just pulling yourselves up by your bootstraps and just sort of not to disparage, you know, money, but it was the opposite of elitism. And I think that's what I see the relationship between those two. And also the chord structures are similar as well, you know, musically on the great, great country songs. And the great songs by The Clash, you know, the chord structures are similar. So, I also discovered that through my punk rock friends who were getting older and they were starting to play country as they got older. I was thinking about a scene in Chicago, you know, where all the punk people were playing, and then all of a sudden it was like they had country bands. And I think that's kind of what drew me into knowing, you know, it's okay to go down this road, even if it scares you. You know, because you have so much reverence for it.
What is it about country that scared you?
You know, it's scary just because I have this like reverence for it. And I think like, to me, it felt like that kind of songwriting, it wasn't a mystery to me. It was just, it felt so unattainable. And I never wanted to do it like in a slack way. I wanted to really, really believe that I had gotten that thing right, you know, and I don't know if I have yet, but I felt like at one point I was just like, well, I mean, I really love it, so I got to do it, you know. But for a long time, I hesitated. And I think also because, you know, there was a time when Emily and I were coming up where, you know, and from time to time, we do have songs, and she's written a lot of them, that could cross over into that category. But because of being gay and so, like, outwardly left-wing politically, it's like you were prevented from being in that world in some way, you know, because it had a demographic definition that I think does not serve it well, because I believe that when you really look at people, there's a lot of different kinds of people that listen to country music, and there's a lot of different kinds of people that play country music, and there always has been. But we get distilled down to these groups of people, and it doesn't serve us.
I could see where you would think that, especially if the first thing that comes to mind is Grand Ole Opry, you know, the old Nashville.
Which was an amazing thing. It's like saying, to me, it's like someone saying, you can't go to this church because you're gay. I don't want something to be owned by moral judgments, you know, and country music shouldn't be either. And it's so important to me that if I was going to write songs in that vein, I wanted them to be good enough for me to I wanted to prove myself. And that's what I'm working on, because I want to transcend the first thing you think about me is, oh, she's a dyke. Do you know what I mean? Not because I'm not proud of being queer, but because the trick of good writing is for anyone to sit in that song and relate to it. And good country writing does that too.